Hello, hello. Open your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 7. I like the Bible in print. I like to read it. Sometimes if you have these apps on your phone, they do upgrades and they change things. Just a tip. Thank you for sending in emails. I want to just go over a couple real quick. If you could just give us a thumbs up. We kind of got a little spanking for sharing some things, so we need a little help from y'all. So if you could thumbs up or subscribe to us, that would help us a lot. Sometimes people don't ever do that, and they don't realize we need help for these rhythm things. And if you could tell me where you're watching from, I love to hear where you're coming from. It really encourages me, because sometimes you get discouraged, and you're like, is anyone watching? Does anyone care? And then you get an email, and you're like, yay! So this one, let's pray first. Father, we thank you for your family. We thank you for your church, for your bride. We just pray, Father, that we'd have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we would be discerning in this hour, that we'd test and try the spirits to see if they're from you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us down this narrow path. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So this was from last week, right away when I shared this from Canada. Thank you for your message tonight. You made me laugh. A lot of churches are covered in poison ivy. Now so much that I don't recommend new believers actually attend one. You have to hear last week's message for that. Our village idiot up here in the north never fails to make life more difficult for us. Free euthanasia for the elderly, the aged soldiers, the poor, the depressed, you name it. We're famous now for putting people out of their misery. Well, I'm looking up, planting seeds, and attempting to wake people up. We need to be woken up. And one of the things I want to share before I get into this message is we have to test and try all the spirits, not just in churches and our messages, but also with the politics and things going on. And you have to know evil men are waxing worse and worse, aren't they? And one of the sayings that kept coming to me today was, you knew I was a snake when you let me in. We can't put our trust in this world system. We got to put our trust in the Lord, right? I won't say any more on that, but this is from Austria in Europe. Love that. She said, I too came out of all kinds of false churches. Thanks for opening my eyes to the reality of the false teachings and the other Jesus. As I have been condemned by so many so-called Christian brothers and sisters that I am rebellious and self-dependent in talking bad about the prophetess and not forgiving her rude, narcissistic, condemning treatment. And boy, the narcissism in the churches is horrendous. And boy, don't cross them or you're condemned. And then she said she had to leave this church who they said alone had all the truth. Run from churches that act like they're the only church. And this is from Sweden, and I cannot share this email, but I want to let you know I got this. It's private, and it's right on everything you said in here. I was so encouraged because so many people are deceived on the things that are happening in the world. And I just wanted to say, Sweden, you get it. You 100% get it. And I wanted to let, I heard some stuff today, and I want to know if it's true about Sweden. They're saying that in the YouTube that I heard today that they're preparing Sweden for war. Is that true or not true? Sometimes the news that we get is not true, but I like to hear it right from the people that live there. So tell us what's going on in your area and we can share it. And of course, it's always fun to see the new year of what the so-called prophets are saying. Oh boy. So there was one, I was listening to some and I couldn't stand it anymore. I just had to shut them off. I just like, this is the same thing every year, a little different twist. But this was from a Christian so-called magazine. And they were talking about the fresh oil, God's about to do something new. Haven't you heard that over and over and over again? This is so old. The fire of God converts our faith into favor. Now, where's that in the scripture? The fire of God converts our faith into favor, and we must embrace this holy fire. And what's this is the other part of it. When you're full of God's fire, your mind, your body, your family, your health, your circumstances become a snake-free zone. Have you ever heard of that before? Snake-free zone. Interesting. The enemy cannot occupy space in the presence of holy fire. And I'm always wondering, how do you get this holy fire, you know? New wind representing joy, and on it goes. And it's all the same word salad, hoya hoya. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about here in Matthew 7. Let's look at, sometimes it's just good to read the word out loud, isn't it? And he's talking about false prophets. And I'm going to share some things. This is, I want to just do a disclaimer here, because this is an educational teaching. And this is for believers that want to stay in the Bible. If you want to do the New Age, that's your choice and your decision. But this is some things that have, a lady that was in the New Age, she came out of it, and she was shocked to see it in the churches. And I'm going to share some of the things that she said, and to see how the truth is being kidnapped. We are seeing things just taken out of the Bible. And I was listening to a few preachers online just to see where things are at. I just couldn't believe the immorality, the all the different things that are going on in the church, the scandals that are going on. So what do? We keep our eyes on the Lord. And if you've been in a scandal, repent. Just ask God to forgive you. We look back in our life and we thought we were following him, and then we say, oh, that wasn't God at all. How did we get mixed up? And that's why we ask God to forgive us. In 1 John 1:9, I always say 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive you and cleanse you from your sins. So here in Matthew 7, let's look at verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. But you shall know them by their fruits. Verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. In verse 20, by their fruits you shall know them. In verse 21, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We were taught in the movements we were in, don't ever pray if it be thy will. That was unbelief. And just think about how bad and unscriptural that was. We want to do the will of the Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Now, he knew who they were, but he never had a relationship with them. They were not one of his disciples. They were not one of his followers. They were evildoers. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So here we see the evildoers, and there is a separation for eternity. And now I'm hearing politicians, and be careful what they say, because when they come to you in the name of God, a lot of people, all of a sudden people get real religious. You know, it's like, oh, they're Christian, they're Christian, they're Christian. They're using the name of God. Well, right here it says many are going to say that I came in your name and I'm doing this in your name. But we are to test and to try and to prove everything. And that's on us. That's something that God's going to expect us to do, which we didn't do in the past, but we're doing it now, right? So we need to follow the good shepherd rather than those who claim to speak for them. And I heard someone talking today about how this politician was saying he's the shepherd. God sent him to shepherd his sheep. And just be careful, because they're going to use this God card again. And there's so much going on politically this year in the United States, at least. So test everything. Be a Berean. Acts 17:11. Search the scriptures. Check and see if what you're hearing is truth. Not just a new, fresh prophetic interpretation. There's so many people that are saying they're speaking for the Lord, and it's not at all. They're not. They're just pushing agendas. And we know about these agendas. I've taught about them. And it's funny, but all the politicians, they fight with the left, but they're all the same page with the 17 sustainable goals. Many churches are welcoming immorality in the name of love. Mystical practices, doctrines of demons, and adding or taking away from the scripture, which we are not supposed to add to or take away. All these new apostles and prophets are adding to. They always have a word. And she's going to say something about this. These people that have come out of the New Age, and I love these whistleblowers, because when you've been in something and you have come out, you're the best ones to talk about it. So Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Now, what is deceit? What's vain deceit? High-sounding nonsense. Vain is empty, it's useless. In the Greek, it's fruitless and pointless, and it's misleading. High-sounding nonsense that can carry away and spiritually kidnap you from Christ. That's why you have to be aware from the philosophies of men, the traditions of men, the rudiments of the world. Those are the things that will lead us away. We're living in a world that is going Christless. We're living in a world where people don't want what the Bible says. And we know we've been banned from certain things. We know this is increasing. It's even hard to say things now because you don't know, can I say this? Can I not say this? We're in a different era. This is a new day. But we're going to keep going every day. Deceived by empty words in Ephesians 5:6. Empty, hollow, and deceitful words. So we're not supposed to be following and listening to the philosophies of men and vain deceits. There's so many things in the world. Even you go to these counselors and they talk about your inner child. You know that is New Age? You're born again and you don't have an inner child in you. That's part of the stuff I used to. I have a degree in that. Show me in the Bible where it says you have an inner child. Just give me a scripture for some of this. This stuff has just been philosophically added to us, right? And boy, if you try to correct people on it, they'll fight you. Okay, so here's a couple of things I wanted to share about this person that came out of this, because it's sneaking into churches. It's infiltrating into the churches. It's sneaking in. It's worming its way. New ideas are moving in. And because Christians aren't testing and trying, and they don't know, a lot of Christians just are naive. They don't know that this isn't biblical, that this is sneaking in. So we have to, those of us that have been around a while, we have to share this. So one of the things she talked about was, the first thing was not preaching the gospel. Stay away from churches that avoid teaching the gospel that Jesus died to save us from the penalty of our sins. In the New Age, there's no discussion of anything that could offend someone. Jesus wasn't afraid of offending people. He said, "You want to leave too?" The real Jesus offends. So no one learns about sin. Now everything is love. You don't want to judge. Everything is, you don't learn about hell. No one learns about sin, hell, repentance, or Jesus' work on the cross, or salvation. Just, you're all good. You're all good. In the New Age, this is what you need to know from her experience. The belief is that everyone is going to heaven. New Agers also believe that you go to heaven by being a good person. Balance. You got to balance your good works against your bad works. This is salvation by works belief, which is unbiblical. People need to realize that we're all sinners and that we need Jesus as our Savior. And this is coming against the one world religion, which says there's many paths to God. So yeah, persecution, it's coming, it's here. Downplaying or doubting the Bible. Adding to the Bible with special revelation that contradicts Scripture. The New Age says the Bible is tampered with and it's incomplete with missing books. Special revelation message, all these different prophets that are speaking, she says it's psychics. And I used to be in this. You'd get into a certain realm and you'd just know stuff about people. And I thought that was a God thing until I realized this is not the right realm to be in. And we've really worked hard to get in. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But you come out of this and you're like, God doesn't want your information. He knows you're private. Why would he just let you know everything about somebody else, right? If someone's living in sin, I used to know this one guy, he'd come and say, "You're in sin, you're doing this." That's not God at all. They're contacted and using a familiar spirit to find hidden information. Just think about Jesus. He's not the type that's going to spill all your dirty laundry. And aren't you glad for that? Oh, yeah. Say amen. Come on. Nobody has dirty laundry, do they? So these special revelation message contradict the Bible. Therefore, they're false. Okay, now I'm going to add to this one. She talked about yoga. Oh, there's so many people now in church about yoga. I want to give you just a little history. Yoga is Eastern mysticism. In the West, it's promoted for health, breathing exercises, and limbering positions. For living better, for being healthy. But in the Far East, where it originated, it is understood to be a way of dying. Yogis claim that they possess the ability to survive on almost no oxygen and remain motionless for hours, free of the illusions of this life. Yoga comes from occult practices to achieve Godhead. That brings the human spirit with the universal spirit. It's a Hindu philosophy. Okay, another shock. And I have talked a lot about this. I do want to talk about this again in this year. The word of faith, I don't even know if they call it that anymore. People are going, what is that? I don't know what that is. Well, back in the 70s, 80s, and mostly the 80s and 90s, every prominent preacher and television person was one. Now I don't know what they're calling it, but you can say it's name it, claim it, your best life now, sowing seeds for prosperity, decree and declare, giving God permission. Can you imagine? Yeah, you know, I'm here to rule and I give God permission. You just look back at this and you go, seriously? In the New Age, it's called the law of attraction or manifesting. It's called manifesting. So I looked up manifesting. It means to make something happen or what you focus on, whether good or bad, it comes to you and powers in your hands to create your own reality. And that's what a lot of this teaching that we had back in the 90s was about, the faith force. That you have to have faith in your words, because your words are going to bring things to pass. And what is, you don't need God. All you needed is the right words, and you could have what. Just think about what terrible teachings that is. And I can't even imagine how many people's lives have been destroyed over that heresy. All this stuff that you can control God and by your words, and you're never going to get sick. How's that working for you? Some of the main people that have taught this have had terrible health problems. It's funny it doesn't work for them. Then what they believe is believe in yourself. Keep saying things. Give positive words and affirmations to yourself. And it doesn't work because you got to keep doing it over and over. Believe in yourself. This New Age slogan says you need to follow your heart. Well, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says we must not lean to our understanding. And it also says that our heart is deceitful. So we can't follow our heart. Sometimes our heart is bad. Sometimes we want to follow the wrong thing. So we need to read the Bible, repent. Our flesh never wants to forgive anyone. But if you read the Bible, it says if you want to walk with God, you have no choice. Stand when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Well, look what they did to me and this and that. That's all flesh. So prophets speaking a prophetic word over someone, which is huge in the charismatic movement, from the Pentecostal movement, she said, this is psychic. You're accessing information, ESP, and you're clairvoyant, forbidden, in Deuteronomy 18. It's nothing to do with the Old Testament prophets. These so-called new prophets need to be, you need to run from them. They're getting worse. Some people have been sending me some of the things. It's just like they're so controlling, manipulative, and what a narcissistic gospel they're preaching. Reiki, is that how you say it? Reiki? And energy healing. She said, this is idolatry, using energy from unfamiliar spirits and symbols for healing. Beware of anyone using the word chakra in the church. This is New Age. Now, if you want to follow New Age, go right ahead. But people that don't, and it's creeping in, You need to know that this is creeping in. Okay, Jesus calling books. This is another one that a lot of people don't understand. This is a channeled book. It appears Christian because they use Christian terminology and have Bible verses. However, they contain messages supposedly from Jesus that contradict and twist what Jesus said in the Bible. Since the Bible tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, it's impossible for him to contradict himself. The New Age channeled books also use Christian terminology and Bible verses. That's why it's so confusing. Well, they quote the Bible. It's got to be from God. There is no difference between New Age channeled books and the Jesus Calling channeled books. Another one, and I've had experience with this. How can I say it? Back in the day when I was knowing all these preachers and pretty familiar with a lot of people that were in the Bible school in Tulsa, let's put it that way, I got very close to an intercessor that was an older person that was very close to the founder of that movement. I won't say their names because it's all the same. But he would always pray, and we'd pray with him, and he'd always praying to Michael. Michael, Michael. He was always praying, and I never could understand it. And he'd just get involved so much. He'd be praying and praying. Finally, his wife would interrupt him and stop him. But he was constantly going into this realm and praying to angels. And now I see, at the time, I thought he was just such a great intercessor and such a man of God. And he had books, and they wrote a book, and my son was actually in it. I mean, I was close to these people. And then I found out you're not supposed to pray to angels. And she says, nowhere in the Bible does anybody call upon an angel. No one is praying to the angels. No one prays to Archangel Michael in the Bible. And that's what he was praying to Michael all the time. And this just kind of triggered me to think back, wow, deception, right in the middle of it. Paul says that we should not worship angels, Colossians 2:18, and that Satan masquerades as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. When the gospel, or when the apostle John bowed before an angel, the angel told him to stop bowing. Revelations 22:8. They're ministering spirits, and the Lord uses them as he wills, not as we will. We don't run around commanding Michael to do things. Isn't that something? Her words, New Age practices are similar to alcoholism. They are progressive, and people crave more and more intensity. They might start out with something that seems innocent, but it always leads to a darker experience. New Age is the devil's tool to infiltrate the church. So we need, and I know you came from there, we need to recognize these practices, and slowly, it's hard to find churches that are not involved in this. This is worldwide. This is not just, oh, here in America. It's worldwide. And these false teachers have went worldwide. There's fronts. There's churches that are not really Christian that are infiltrating. And as I woke up to this in 2016 is when I started seeing things that, wow. And I saw it politically, that these two opposing people were at this party afterwards, and they were laughing at all of us. They were great friends. They were doing all this stuff, and I was like, we're being played. We're being played. So I started doing my own research on a lot of things, and I started seeing things are not as they appear. Just like in the Bible in Ezekiel, they were doing things behind the wall. God had Ezekiel look through the wall. They're still doing it. It hasn't stopped. So what can we do? We have to trust God, believe God. We have to press on every day. The more truth you find out, the less people want to listen to you because they don't want their bubble bursted. None of us did. It was like, I used to think lawyers were just totally the best. And, you know, I didn't know any. I just thought everybody was honest. And, you know, because when you are, you kind of think everybody else is, right? And we're watching this show now that's an old one. I was like, oh, my word, these people, they're criminal lawyers, and they get everybody off by just giving them word salads and switching things up here and there. And I was just like, they know they're guilty. It's a world we live in. It's the world we live in. And we're not of the world, but we're in it. So we have to live, we have to navigate. And this is going to be a huge year because all these promises are going to be given to us again. We're going to change this and change that. And you know my Hoya message. In closing, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it says, prove all things. Well, we can't prove things if we don't read the Bible. I was reading something about exposing this word of faith thing. I was going to share it, I just don't have time. But in, at the end of it, he said, all these doctrines will be disproved by just reading your Bible. It's like, that is so true, because the Bible will say something, and then they will say something, and it's like you can't find it in the Bible, so how do you get free? Just read your Bible. Because that's how you prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. That word prove here is applicable to metals. The true nature and the value of the metal is tested and examined and scrutinized. What kind of a metal is this? Is this a cheap metal? Is this gold? What is it? So whenever you're being taught something, you have to prove it. You have to test it. Is this true? Do I need to believe this? Do I want my children to learn this? The movements we came out of messed up our kids. And some of them still aren't out. And they wonder why it didn't work for them. They said the right words. They sowed their seed. And they still fight sickness and disease. They just like, it didn't work for me, so I guess, you know, I'm not going to serve God because it didn't work. Well, that's not it at all. We live in the world. We have trials. We have tribulations. Our outward man is perishing. We have a devil loose, right? We have false prophets, false teachers. We have corruption. And the corruption is so huge. When you start seeing it, you have to keep your eyes on Jesus so you don't faint, because it's been going on for a long time. And you find out a lot of the things, most of the things we've been taught are lies. Why? Because Satan is the father of lies. And a lot of these people serve him. They don't tell truth because the truth is not in them. So you have to know that we're in a war between good and evil. They want to stop and they want to suppress us. They want to stop us from speaking truth. They want one narrative. And anyone that comes against their narrative is going to be snuffed out or silenced. That's what they want, and this is what they've always done. In The Art of War, which is our last president's favorite book, guess what they say? They said, basically, you always tell them the opposite of what you're really going to do. So, if you're in war, you tell them everything is for your safety and for your protection. Guess what? It's not for your safety, and it's not for your protection. That's the art of war. They will always tell you the opposite of what is true. And why is that? Because there's no truth in these people. If they're serving the devil, if they're serving money, and if they're being bought off with bribes, it's not new. It's just continuing. And Jesus told us who to watch out for. The money changers and the religious people. Right? There they are. They haven't gone away and they're still there. So Father, help us walk through these dark days and help us keep the joy of the Lord as our strength. Sometimes we just need to keep our joy up, not look at everything going around, keep our eyes on you, and not faint. And Father, I pray for those that are lonely, that have nobody to talk to. I just pray for divine connections, that they would have people in their life, that they wouldn't be lonely. And those that don't have a church, Lord, I just pray that they could use these tapes and have some people come over and they could listen and they could serve you, that they don't grow weary in well-doing, in Jesus' name. Everyone said? Amen. Amen. And I want to thank all of you that helped us last year, and we're going to go for another year. Thank the Lord. He's been good. And thank you for those that are helping us. There are no words. There are no words, because we need your help. And some of you, it's amazing when you just think, oh, no, and then a couple people step up. And we want to thank you for that. So, onward, pressing on, right? Amen?
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison, her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer-supported. On the main webpage, at the top right, is a Give button. thank you for watching, and see you next time.